Katy Country 94 weather.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 785-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Bright sunshine this afternoon with highs around 51. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 24. Daytime highs approaching 51. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Low 40s Thursday, upper 30s Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 42.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas State University and Kansas Department of Agriculture economists are reporting findings of a study indicating that alleviating a shortage of farm labor in Kansas could boost the state's economy by as much as $11.7 billion. Accepting the status quo in the labor market is costly, said agriculture economist Jenny Ift, who is also K-State's Flinchbaugh Agricultural Policy Chair. She shared findings of a report that pegs the shortage of Kansas farm labor between 5,627 and 15,873 jobs over 72 agriculture and agriculture-related sectors present in the state, from grain farming and landscaping to meat processing and snack food manufacturing, among many others. If notes between $2 billion and $6 billion in additional economic output could be generated in sectors affected directly if shortages in the labor market were filled. Taken further, shortages in agricultural labor create an additional 8,400 to 23,000 unfilled positions through indirect and induced effects, according to the report, which notes that for each job in agriculture that remains unfilled, roughly 1.5 positions remain unfilled throughout the rest of the state's economy. We're not just looking at production agriculture. If said, our model accounts for such things as, say, a farmer can't get his grain to market in time due to a labor shortage, which affects the number of employees a cooperative can hire, which then affects their spending with other businesses in the community. Parker Volgamore, a K-State graduate student in agriculture economics and a co-author of the study, said that including indirect and induced effects, Kansas could generate $4.1 to $11.7 billion additional output across the state's economy if agriculture labor shortages were alleviated. The unrealized economic impact caused by labor shortages represents 1 to 2% of all Kansas economic output. In total, Kansas could add 39,000 direct and indirect jobs to the economy by filling agricultural shortages alone. More than 60% of the respondents to the survey reported having some degree of labor shortage, varying from 5 up to 60%. But the key point is that this isn't a small issue affecting only one type of business, only one part of the state. It's widespread. But on the flip side, there was about 40% of respondents that reported having no shortage, which means there are things we can do to combat this issue. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 16 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Are you covered? Marketplace Health Insurance. Open enrollment is now through January 15th. Sign up for 2024 coverage and explore your options with Mitchell County Hospital Health System Certified Application Counselor Connie Tyler. This service is completely free of charge. Call 738-920. Today, there's going to be a bake sale, chili and cinnamon rolls from 11 to 1 at the Municipal Building in Beloit. Proceeds will be given to Debbie Clark to help fight the battle of cancer. It's put on by the Breast Friends Foundation of Osborne and Mitchell Counties. Items for bake sale can be dropped off at Central National Bank or SNS Drug in Beloit. To-go containers will be available. In appreciation for Mike Nolte on his retirement from Solomon Valley Home Center there in Beloit, please join them for an open house from 2 to 5 this Friday, December 1st at Solomon Valley Home Center. Refreshments will be served, share some stories, do some Christmas shopping, and celebrate Mike Nolte's retirement after 33 years on Friday, December 1st from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Solomon Valley Home Center in Beloit. Beloit High School basketball teams are dedicating their season opener to Kirsten Jones to support the Beloit High School girls' assistant basketball coach with her battle with cancer. A free will donation benefit soup supper will be held this Friday, December 1st, in the Commons Room or area from 5 p.m. until it's gone. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Play clock at 4. Good snap, good hold, good kick. Bears are back on top with 10 seconds to go. And Matt Eberflus, 10 seconds away from his first victory within the division, came in 0-9 against NFC North foes.
Cairo Santos connected on the field goal for the Bears, his fourth of the game, to give Chicago a 12-10 lead and eventual win over the Vikings. We'll have more on that coming up in this sportscast. Also in local sports, winter sports season starting this week and locker room chats starting tonight. More on that. Some notable names already entering the transfer portal for K-State football, and the KU and K-State men's basketball teams back on the court tonight. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. In local sports, high school wrestling locker room chats will begin tonight on KD Country 94 around 5:15. We'll talk with the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, and Smith Center as they prepare for the start of the season later this week. Beloit will open on Thursday with a double duel against Plainville and Phillipsburg in Plainville. Osborne starts their season on Saturday at Hoxie. Smith Center will be at Trigo Saturday. The full schedules for high school wrestling and basketball in the area can be found at ncksports.com. We have basketball locker room chats coming up on Wednesday and Thursday, and then on Friday we'll open the high school basketball broadcast season on KD Country 94 with Concordia at Beloit. Again, all the latest at ncksports.com. As the college football regular season came to a close for all of the teams this weekend, not playing in conference championship games, the transfer portal will be back at the forefront. Kansas State has already been hit with some key players entering the portal. Three quarterbacks and a running back have already made known their intentions to transfer. That list is headlined by Will Howard, who started all 12 games at quarterback this season for K-State. With 48 touchdowns over the past four seasons, Howard is the all-time leader in passing touchdowns for the Wildcats. He threw for a career-high 2,643 yards and 24 touchdowns this season. With Howard's exit, Avery Johnson is expected to get his first career start in whatever bowl game K-State ends up in. Johnson really the starter by default, as two other K-State quarterbacks, Jake Rubley and Adrian Lara, each entered the transfer portal as well. Running back Trishon Ward also looks to be headed out as a grad transfer. Coming in from Florida State, Ward played one season at K-State, rushing for 643 yards and 5 touchdowns in 2023 as he has entered the portal. Well, in college hoops, both KU and K-State are back on the court tonight. The 5th-ranked Jayhawks, 5-1, they'll host 3-4 Eastern Illinois. KU coach Bill Self on the Panthers' biggest strength.
I think they can all shoot. Now, statistically, it doesn't all show that, but you look at them. Everybody's got good form. Everybody can get their own shot. They got a 4-man that can play the 5, that can stretch it. But that would be the thing. And if you let people come in and make shots against you, you know, that's the great neutralizer, is that 3-point shot. So they're dangerous.
Kansas and Eastern Illinois tip off at 7 o'clock tonight at Allen Fieldhouse. Pregame coverage is Z96.3 Through the Lake at 6:30 this evening. K-State is 4-2 on the season. They'll host 2-3 Oral Roberts. Jerome Tang, the K-State head coach, giving his thoughts on tonight's matchup with the Golden Eagles.
They're Summit League champions. They've got guys on their team that played in the Sweet 16 game and went to the NCAA tournament last year. So they're going to space the floor well. They're not afraid. You know, they've been in these environments before, so they're not going to walk in awe of anything. They played A&M. I mean, you know, a couple more minutes, they might win that game. And so their experience is going to, and their ability to shoot the ball. We're going to have to guard the arc, and we're going to have to make them pay on the glass.
Wildcats and Oral Roberts tipping off at 7 o'clock on ESPN Plus from Bramlage Coliseum tonight. Finally, in sports, in a low-scoring affair Monday night, the Bears beat the Vikings 12-10 in Minnesota after a scoreless first quarter. The two teams went into halftime tied at 3. One-time chief Cairo Santos scored all 12 points on 4 field goals, including a 55-yarder early in the fourth quarter and a 30-yarder with 10 seconds left to cap the 2-point win. The Bears improved to 4-8, while the Vikings dropped to 6-6 with the loss. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zanker's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.